Moving on.
Okay, well, you do tend to sort of like take this further afield, and I'm aware that you actually go into schools. How does that work?
Yeah, we do. We do a lot of different workshops with schools. We do drama, we do confidence building, we do improvisation, we do stand-up. It's interesting what schools want us for, basically.
Not sex. Just like to get that in there.
Well, Tavno, you were in a school last week.
Mm.
Do you want to...
Yeah, no, it was great. It was A-level students. She sent us a list of all the stuff they're being assessed on to kind of introduce that into the workshop. She didn't tell me that it was actually going to be their assessment. So they're actually being assessed, they've been recorded with all the stuff. So I'm thinking, oh, it better be good. Their marks rely on this. But no, it was great. They're wonderful. Great, great, great group of kids. And it's great to sort of challenge them in different ways. It brings some of them out of their shelves a bit more. Some of them doing stuff they wouldn't have done before. It just allows them to express themselves. And it's great fun doing that. One thing with kids as well is when you're doing improv, the point is not to block yourself, not to stop yourself saying what you don't normally say. Kids don't have that problem.
Mm-hmm.
When you get up, you get used to going, oh, I can't say that. Kids go, yeah, all right, I'll do that. I'm an astronaut, whatever. You know what I mean? They have no problem with that whatsoever.
Yeah. I like encouraging imagination as well.
Yeah.
So you go into some schools and they're very grey and miserable, and you know that they've not been allowed to just have fun. And we just say, for a couple of hours today, you can mess about, and you'll still learn something.
But that's honest. It, they're genuinely learning, but the whole thing will be a fun experience. Even the ones that are a bit more withdrawn, they'll still have a lot of fun with it, you know what I mean? You don't want to like force kids, like, no, come here, act like an idiot. So, no. But, you know, they genuinely are laughing and learning.
Oh, hey, jeez, Uncle Tavner.
Now I'm just about to stop vomiting. But yeah, I did a gig not so long ago, and about 5 minutes before, I was told you're gonna have under 16s in this audience, so no rude stuff. About 5 minutes before, which I thought, right, okay, I'll try and filter that out. But it's a weird situation because on the one hand, you've got kids who are under 16. But they know more swear words and more dirty stuff than I know.
Yeah.
Do you have to temper that? Because it's for the teachers and the headmaster more than it is for the kids.
It's for the teachers, headmasters and the parents, the kids. Yeah. They couldn't care less.
But they know South where Park they are. So they're aware of how far they can go. It's never really been an issue. I don't remember ever having any issues in schools. I think I said shit once. I managed to mask it. No one knew. So it's all right.
I masked my shit.
Started off my gig by what I said. I've been told I can't swear in front of you. I'll say anything rude. So, anal